Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Not again. What time is it?
Morning, Casey.
What are you doing up so early, Remy? And why are you so happy about it?
We're prepping the rowboat. If you'd like to help, I can give a checklist of the remaining tasks.
Maybe in a few.
Casey's not a morning person, in case you couldn't tell.
Since when are you?
I guess if you never go to sleep, you can't wake up grumpy.
You stayed up all night?
Someone had to. We can't stay on this pile of rocks forever. At the very least, we're gonna have to restock the food.
Has it been rumbling like that all night?
Pretty much.
Earthquake?
Highly improbable. There are no fault lines in Florida. In fact, it has the lowest tectonic activity of any state other than North Dakota.
We're thinking it's portal related. Although, we haven't heard from Penn.
Sounds about right. I felt a rumble like that just before I lost contact with Cyrus.
Oh, that's reassuring.
I'm picking up a signal from Elixir Key. Can I answer it?
Yes, answer it, Cybot.
Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Pen, we're here. Sorry, we, got cut off last time. You okay?
Uh-huh. I went home last night, pretended I'd been sleepwalking, and had no memory of what happened since the night in the auditorium.
And your mom bought it?
She seemed to.
What about Jude?
He's been pretty busy looking for his new roommate, Kazu.
Wait. Kazu moved in with Jude?
But he got sucked through the portal.
Portal? Look, I'll tell you the whole story once we figure out what the story even is. But I'm starting to worry. Jude may have gone to the other side of the island.
The other side of the...
What is it, Brinley?
Pen, remember when I first got to Elixir Academy, you mentioned some weird building? The one you couldn't talk about?
Did I say that?
You sure did. And at this point, it's just about the only place on the island we haven't seen.
Ooh, creepy, mysterious building. Do you know what it is?
My mom made it very clear I could never go over there, no matter what.
Gee, that's not suspicious at all.
Bryn, you think?
Yeah.
It's where your head momster lives.
Head momster! Good one, Case.
Listen, Jude just texted and asked me to meet him for some secret mission. I'll be in touch again soon, okay? Be careful, guys.
You too, Pen. And if that rumbling is you, try to... What? I just wanted to give him a little heads up.
Brinley?
Well, I guess we know where we're taking the rowboat.
From Ivan.
Queen Bernie Anders, this is Ivan calling. Your presence has been requested at Holiday Corp Towers for an emergency meeting with the executive board. Please confirm at your earliest convenience.
Oh, what do you think they want, Badge?
Well, I kind of doubt it's...
We miss you so much, Bernie. Please come back.
Carl said the FBI finished searching the place, so at least the building isn't locked up. But since everyone else in my family is gone, I'm going to have to do this meeting slash press thingy. Alone.
You aren't alone. Bruce and I are still here.
Bruce. Right. Oh my gosh, it's Cyrus calling. Hello? Cyrus? Are you okay? Where are you?
I'm fine. Bert, have you heard from Mom and Dad?
No, and I can't reach Holiday either, but seriously, where are you?
Currently, Lexington, Kentucky. We made a quick pit stop on our way to Elixir Key. Met a nice teacher named Donnie who let us borrow his phone charger.
Us? Casey is still with you?
I don't like it any more than you do.
That makes three of us.
Believe me, I'd much rather be doing this on my own, but Casey knows Elixir Academy inside and out. She can help me get to Brinley.
She can also lead you into a big fat trap. You better watch your back with her, Cyrus. You know you can't trust her.
Yeah, about that. She admitted she's the one who turned Bruce back on.
What? Why would she do that?
She says she was following orders from the headmaster of Elixir Academy.
So, does that mean that Bruce is compromised?
We don't know.
That would explain why he's...
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey there, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Bruce is right there.
Uh-huh. I gotta go aside.
Okay, keep an eye on him. Call Holiday with the emergency code if it starts to go bad.
But Holiday
I'll
is...
I'll call you soon.
Everything okay, Birdie? Did I interrupt something?
No, I have to go in for a meeting at Holiday Corp. Not real sure what it's about, but I should probably head over.
I'll take you on, Mr. Ward.
I'll come too.
Oh, you don't have to, Bruce.
Of course I do. We're in this together, right?
Right. I think.
You're the one going off zero sleep here.
What are you talking about? I'm doing all the work.
Then why is the boat turning in my direction?
No, we're turning in my direction.
Seems like we're going pretty straight to me.
Whatever.
You know, I can't figure you two out.
What's to figure?
I mean, you fell for the same guy, right?
Well, I was first.
And I was last.
So that must have made you hate each other.
Oh, we hated each other way before that.
Way before.
But you also seem like you have this, I don't know, grudging respect for one another.
I mean, you do make a pretty decent team.
When we have to. Like when we hot-wired Ernie's car.
And work together to save Cyrus from the pit.
So you're like frenemies.
I think that's a pretty played-out word, don't you?
And kind of sexist, if you ask me. Like, it's always strong women being pitted against each other.
I hear that. Ugh.
Look, I know I'm not the easiest person to get along with. I have impossibly high standards no one could ever live up to. But Casey is just about the most annoying, self-satisfied, bravest, toughest, most loyal person I know.
And Brinley is the most selfish, judgmental, smartest, coolest, badass.
Beep.
Well beeped, Cybot.
Thank you both for sticking with me through all of this. It means a lot.
Hey, it's not like I don't have a dog in this fight. Whether or not the headmaster's your mom, that freako kidnapped me and tried to hijack my powers for evil. Plus, if Penn is a capital W, capital K wit kid, I need to help him. Kinda my mission in life.
And I was taken from my home, had my memory wiped clean. I need answers about who I am, where I came from. So yeah, we all have our reasons for wanting to take down the head momster.
Look, up there on the cliff.
That is one unfriendly looking house.
It's like the doors and windows are making a frowny face. But how do we get all the way up there?
Cybot, do you see it?
There appears to be a boat-sized opening in the rock face right underneath the house.
Boat-sized. How convenient. We can row right into it.
Aye, aye, Captain. Row, row, row your boat gently into the foreboding hole in the rock.
Cybot.
Flashlight. Got it.
Looks like there's a dock up ahead.
There's Kazu's speedboat.
And a tiny little submarine.
No thanks. Come on. Row straight into the dock.
Uh-oh.
Looks like we have a welcoming committee.
Why, hello there. Three enormous, growling alligators. What lovely chompers you have.
Oh, they're in the water. They're coming for us.
Shh, it's time.
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.